Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to the North American Wrestling Connection, where we are 17 hours away from the NFL draft, and I'm 17 hours and 1 minute away from turning it off and watching WWE 24/7.
What happened to Madden 95?
I don't think it's coming tomorrow.
Oh, and by the way, you noticed they announced the Madden 2010 cover athletes today.
Yes,
double
they
curse.
Have.
Get ready for the curse.
Larry Fitzgerald of the Cardinals and Troy Polamalu of the Pittsburgh Steelers.
That's a double curse for the Cardinals. But that's another story for another show.
Sorry. Well, you were talking football for a sec, so
Yeah. Had
to get it in there.
I know. So let's meet the hit parade. First up, we have our high motor pick, Jason Block.
Yes, and just like the WWE draft, the NFL draft means nothing.
True words, never spoken. And then we have the Todd McShay of the group VRM.
Thank God you didn't call me Mel Kiper. But, tell that to the Falcons, Jason.
Okay.
Remember Matt Ryan,
that's because
quarterback picked? First pass of his career? Touchdown!
Yep.
Yes, but no one knows what the hell is going to happen. It's all a damn crapshoot. But anyway.
Yes, it's much like it's kind of like the Attitude Era, believe it or not. You never know what was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Beanie Wells' favorite commentator, Staff Boy Josh Henniger.
Wow, that's just fun right there. That was great.
Then we have the sleeper. Then we have the sleeper pick, Carl Chenier.
Yes, and Todd McShay can't hold a candle to me or Mel Kiper Jr. any day.
And then we have the biggest draft bust since Ryan Leaf, fourth.
Oh,
wow!
Winners, and there's everyone else on the show. I get to see Jericho versus Steamboat in the flesh. You are going to Backlash. Wow. Okay, lucky you.
And, fourth, you know what this means.
The sign, but I'm just saying that I at least get to see Jericho and Steamboat.
Yes.
Yep.
Don't take that away from me.
No, I'm not going to. Go for it, man. I put it to you this way, that might make it a buy for me. No joke.
Yeah.
No joke.
That is a great piece of match right there. But anyways, we'll talk more about Backlash later, but right now let's talk about what happened this past Sunday. TNA enters Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, to the home of TNA Lockdown 2009. And believe it or not, I actually watched this pay-per-view. Thank you, Carl, for the feed.
You're welcome.
You don't know if Dixie's listening. Anyway.
Or the FBI.
Yeah.
I think I have anything better to do.
Yeah.
You mean like actually protect the country? But we won't get
into
it. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Let me just say, I do not have these people speaking for me, so.
Yes, exactly. The views that are expressed are those of the host, not of the full North American Wrestling Connection or myself.
Indeed.
That is what you call legal covering your ass.
5 minutes into the show, I'm back hosting, and I'm already feeling the love.
Show them last week.
Yeah, but so what did you think of the pay-per-view itself? Seriously.
It was really good. It was one of the best TNA pay-per-views I've ever seen.
Really? No joke?
No joke. I enjoyed it.
Okay.
I would have gladly paid the $30 to watch it on legitimate pay-per-view.
Okay.
And
so,
I did Rob a favor.
So let's get this show on the road. We start with the pre-match, which was Danny Bonaduce versus EY. Of course, the match was bad. But then we got a sweet run-in by Rhino.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you, did Bonaduce show his winning form or not really?
He pulled off some good moves, but he didn't win.
Okay.
There was one botched move at the end.
Yeah.
That roll-up.
That roll-up was sort of a botch. You'll probably see a bunch of botches on Botchmania, one of them being that one.
And actually, you can see that match.
And with Eric Young winning, me and VRM got the half point because both of us didn't give a damn.
Okay.
Yep. And actually, you can see that match on TNA's YouTube channel.
That's right.
If you give a shit.
Exactly.
I actually watched, and I thought it was a celebrity match, let's be honest, but it was a decent, it was better than I thought it was. I thought it was just going to be really, really horrible. It was just bad.
Okay.
So
Rob, what,
are we giving grades here?
No, that's your show.
Damn.
Oh, so what opened the actual pay-per-view?
It was the escape match between Consequences Creed. Sorry.
Queen.
Consequences
Queen,
Creed.
Watch Queen Rabbit.
I'm actually speaking like a power Queed.
Okay.
That's about Balboa. That's Consequences Creed. Sounds like a damn monster.
Well, that's I call Gibson Ivan Drago.
I must break you.
I will break you, yeah. No, that's I love double double E. I'm sorry, wrong one.
That's Kazlov. Moving on. Consequences Creed, Jay Lethal, Kiyoshi, and Sheik Abdul Bashir and Suicide.
AKA Christopher Daniels, who worked twice, by the way.
Yeah.
He worked twice that night.
Mm-hmm.
He was pulling double duty. I'll take that. Given the fact that the ending was the best spot of the show. And here's what it was. Suicide and Sheik Abdul Bashir was on top of the cage. Suicide nudged Sheik Abdul Bashir off top of the cage, and he's on the mat. Kiyoshi was about to re-enter the cage and try to ruin Suicide. Suicide does an impressive suicide dive off the top of the cage on top of security and Kiyoshi and gets the win.
Nice.
That'd have been like 12 people counting.
Yes.
And all security and whoever else was out there, all those plants.
And I think everybody got that one right. I think everybody picked Suicide.
Let me see. I still have my little sheet. Yeah, we all got.
Yeah, Carl's got the results.
Okay.
What was that?
Carl has got it. Then we go to the Queen of the Cage, if I remember correctly. Is that right, Carl? Queen of the Cage?
Yeah, I believe so.
Queen of the Cage. It was Daphne Dojo Bowl, Madison
ODB.
Rain, and ODB.
Mm-hmm.
With Cody Deaner.
Yes, the one and only Cody Deaner.
Yes. And for those of you who don't know the full extent of what Cody Deaner can do promo-wise, go on to YouTube and look up Cody Deaner Cougar Hunt.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What?
It's
like a watered-down version of the Exterminator show on A&E.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyways, Cody Deaner helps out ODB by giving her a piece of some of the flask, the kind of the flask. She spits in Sojo's face and pins Madison Rain. So who got points in that one, Carl?
Let me see. Nikki got one. Actually, yes, she got one. And then Tyler, and then me and Jason got the point as well, because we all had the ODB.
Poor little screamer. And then we go to the IWGP Junior Heavyweight Tag Team match between LAX, No Limit, and the Guns.
Oh, this was a fun one.
Yeah, this was a great match. A lot of back and forth action.
Although I stepped out for like 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm. I remember that. And to end the match, we had a beautiful slice bread number two powerbomb flapjack powerbomb combo or backbreaker combo between Chris Sabin and Alex Shelley, a member of No Limit. The Guns win the match. And who got the point? Who got? Oh, this was a 2-point
VRM
match, I believe.
Yeah. Nikki and VRM both got 2 points.
I thought I got 2 points as well.
Let's see. Who did you have? The won the match again?
The Guns over No Limit.
Actually, you had No Limit over No More MC Machine Guns, I do believe.
Mm. Okay.
Wait a minute. If I got 2 points on that, you lied to me.
Paul was the one taking the score. I got it from him at the day of the show.
Yeah, it was the Guns over No Limit. That's 2 points.
Yeah.
Anyway,
and because, move on, Carl. What was the next match?
And Tyler got the point because he had the Guns winning, but the wrong team losing.
Yeah.
Next match, let's see. Now, I didn't write these in order. I believe that was the Chamber of Blood,
hold on.
I think.
Hold on.
Yeah. Doomsday Chamber of Blood between Matt Morgan and Abyss.
Talk about some heavy, dangerous spots in that one.
And also, Dr. Stevie made his appearance, I believe.
Official debut.
Yeah. Official on-camera appearance. And hearing today, no, I got that Stevie Richards.
What's he doing here?
He's been talking to Stevie. Shut up, today. Okay. Who got what?
Matt Morgan beat Abyss. I didn't care.
You didn't care, so you got the half a point. So Nikki, Jason, and myself got the point.
And then we get to the Knockouts title match, Angelina Love, Awesome Kong, and Taylor Wilde. That was the best spot to nullify Awesome Kong.
To tie her dreads in the fence?
Yep. And with that, Taylor Wilde was going for a finish off the top rope, but Angelina Love was smart enough to roll her up for the 1-2-3, and Angelina Love is your new TNA Knockouts champion.
And got knocked out in the process.
So points go to Rob, me, Jason, and fourth.
Yep.
Good match, though?
Kong.
Yeah, it was a good match. And then we get to what I think was a great match, because it was the TNA IWGP Tag Team Title Unification Match. Was
match
it Tag Team Domination? Yeah. Domination. I'm speaking as well as Randy Orton tonight, folks. Bear with me.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Ow.
Well, explain so he breaks in the action. I thought you were putting someone in a chin lock.
No. Team 3D, as of course, we had some great back-and-forth action. And Team 3D got the Duke over Beer Money to unify the tag belts.
Nice.
Yep.
And we all won.
Yep.
Finally a point.
But come on.
That gets
come on.
Match of the night.
Yeah, and supposedly not good brawling, the whole nine yards.
Yeah. And then we get to War Games.
Yeah, War
or
Games.
Or Lethal Lockdown. Jarrett, Joe, Styles, Daniels versus Engel, Steiner, Booker, and Nash.
I heard, is this true that Joe came out in a black towel? Is that true?
Yes.
Yeah, he did.
And did he do Taz flexes?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he did.
Well, at least we might have found who Taz's protege might be if he joins TNA.
No. When he joins TNA.
Yeah, when he joins.
This is control. Yeah, I mean, let me tell you. Yeah, go ahead.
The rumor has it this he's going to be coming as supposedly mentor to Samoa Joe and join the commentary booth.
Let's hope.
Yes, get rid of Don West.
Because he can't really do anything physical.
No, yeah, he's 41 and his neck and his back is AFU'd. So, but if he mentors Samoa Joe into a badass, that would be about the most perfect role he could be for him. Right.
Yeah.
And I think that's the way to go for it.
Great
of course, Jarrett wins, but he pinned Booker.
Yeah, this is how this broke down. Oh, boy. Now, the way we did this, we all, I think, believe we picked the team to win and then whoever got the fall for an extra point. Who got
picked. And whoever laid down.
Well, there were no two-pointers in this at all. So, Rob, you, fourth. And Jason got 1 point for Team Jarrett.
Yep.
And Booker was the one that got pinned, so that's no 2 pointers.
Oh, well.
Yep. But wait. Shocker of shockers, there's more.
Here we go.
As Nikki Hayman enters the fray.
Good evening,
Yay.
Gentlemen.
Well, yeah, hey!
It's
okay. That's the
worst
words you could hear from a woman.
don't make me reach through the phone. I was going to say, make you very happy, Mr. Seidelman, but now I'm not going to say it.
No, I'm sorry. I apologize. I am.
What's the phrase, Nikki?
Tonight, I was just going to say something. I just came out of the Ring of Honor show, and you would be so happy, Mr. Seidelman. The American Drag Queen was the curtain-jerking match tonight.
You was the first match?
Yes.
Wow. But shocker of shockers. Bobby Lashley made his debut at the company.
This wasn't a question.
A shocker, though.
It was a bit of a surprise because no one really knew about it. But looking at his MMA record and showing that he's no Brock Lesnar, this was a no-brainer.
Really cared.
Yeah.
No one really cared.
Well, how long until we hear promos on par with the genius that is my dad's uncle?
Okay.
I'm just wondering how long until someone makes a mistake of handing him the mic.
Yeah.
They're smart, they won't.
What, you don't like his Mike Tyson promos?
Oh!
Wow!
It hurt me brain! Main event time! Sting versus Mick Foley. Now, Foley decided before the match that you must escape the cage over the top. They're locking the door. You can't go through the door. Mick Foley, for getting 10 minutes into the match, he wanted to get out by using the door.
Yeah, and kick the cameraman to try to do that.
I heard Mick looked, well, really, really heavy.
He looked okay. And
he actually moved faster than I thought he would.
Yeah. But shocker of shockers, Mick Foley climbs over the cage along with Sting. Foley drops first. And wins the belt.
Dumb. Okay.
Giving all of us.
Yeah. I was looking at the belt.
I'll be honest. I don't know whether to feel happy or frustrated with Foley winning because I don't know if it's really a great idea for business to have him holding the championship, but at the same time, I'm kind of, I don't know, I kind of like it.
The way I see it is that it's not helping anybody in the front line. It's not helping a homegrown TNA talent. So, I mean, it might be a safe bet, but I just, it doesn't do anything for me. I love Foley to death, but no.
This was bad. This smelled of Russo booking all over the place. It really did.
And it got even better on Impact last night, but we'll talk. I don't think we'll talk about that because we've got more important stuff to talk about. But now we'd like to get to the scores, and with the scores, we turn it to Carl Chenier.
Before I do that, I need to confirm something with Nikki. She might know better than I do.
What's that?
On Rob's pick during the Motor City Machine Guns match, the IWGP Junior Heavyweight Tag Title, Rob had picked No Limit over Motor City Machine Guns, correct?
I don't recall. I wasn't the one writing it all down.
Give me a second.
I'll load it up. I'll download it for iTunes.
All right, so we'll have
yeah.
the scores later on because we have a little bit of confusion, I guess.
Yeah, apparently I'm confused. I'm gonna go back and see.
All right, as Carl goes back and sees, we're going to talk major rumor control.
Yes.
Yes.
Can we get the old breaking news sound effect? Thanks.
That one.
Okay. On Monday, kill it, please. Thank you. On Monday, PWInsider.com reported that Jeff Hardy is not going to sign a new contract with WWE. His deal supposedly ends within 2 to 4 months, and WWE offered him a multi-year deal right after WrestleMania. He said no. They said, okay, no, we'll give you a one-year deal, and then we'll set everything up. According to the rumors, they said no. Supposedly, he is going to wait till his contract expires and just do another one of his resting things. However, on his Facebook, it is real.
Oh, it is?
It is.
No, it's not Willie the Worker. Stop that.
What?
Not Willie the Worker.
No, this is his official Facebook page.
No, that's why, but I'm just, you know, I'm making a side remark about all the stupid blocks that went out when he disappeared the first time, but go ahead.
Okay. He said, and I will actually get the exact quote while I am pulling this up, pardon me. He basically denied the rumors on his Facebook page stating, more news, you know, pulling it up through PW,
Dude, wrong guy.
Yeah, just hold on.
That's RVD.
Who I missed terribly, but that's beside the point.
Here it is. Okay. Okay. Jeffrey Itchwood, Nero Hardy says the new contract signing are rumors, which means it may be not true. I might sign a new contract, but the contract doesn't expire until July, so I'll play it day by day. The Facebook was rumored not to be true, but it is true. Okay. And so at this point, we don't know anything. So, the question is, what do you think Jeff Hardy will do? We'll start it with Robert. What do you think?
Well, Jason, I'd like to point out the fact that since it is heavily rumor control, my best odds are thinking that he will sign a he will either do one or two things. He will sign a new contract, which will be for a 1 or 2 year deal, or he will just quit and just relax, and then 2 years from now, jump back to WWE. Because there's no way in hell TNA or Ring of Honor is going to take him on.
Nikki?
The way I see it is that, you know, he's trying to keep it quiet for now. I don't see him signing a contract, if he signs one, till June. We're going to have a deadline close contract re-signing. We're just going to have to watch his booking over the next month or so and see what they decide to do with him.
Right, because the reason why he has been booked the way he has is because he has not signed a new deal.
Yeah.
And which may also influence your picks this week. So, just to let you know.
Exactly. I'd like to call that the Wendy Richter syndrome.
VRM, what do you think? Hello?
You out there, VRM?
Oh, sorry. I'm trying to find the segment. I have no idea what we're talking about right now.
The Jeff Hardy contract situation. What do you think he's going to do?
I have no idea.
The most concise answer we've given all show.
Statboy, what do you think?
To be perfectly honest, I believe that excuse me, that Jeff probably will re-sign one more year and then see where it goes from there, pretty much. I wouldn't be surprised entirely if he does take off time for himself, but, yeah, as other people have said, it would be really a challenge to see if ROH or TNA would pick him up again.
Fourth, what do you think?
It's too early for me to tell, but if he is going to leave WWE, I would hope that he would leave, as everyone says, on good terms, because if he burns the bridges there, then who's going Chris Harris in the...
Yipe!
...employee in North America.
Ouch.
But you know what? That is true. I actually think this is a bit of posturing on Jeff's part. I think he saw that he could... let me ask you this. How do you think he was as a champion, or at least drew as a champion? How's that?
It's kind of hard to say since he was only champion for like a month or so.
Well,
between Armageddon and Royal Rumble. I would like to say he was a fine transitional champion because they were trying to find some way to... They wanted to show him that sign the contract, you become champion for a longer period of time. So far, he hasn't signed a new contract, so that's when the downward spiral started. If he doesn't sign a new contract and leaves, this is going to screw over a few of his friends, mainly Hurricane Helms, since he's not doing much of anything now anyways, and Matt Hardy, and the only way Matt Hardy makes money is if he's either feuding with Jeff Hardy or if he's teaming up with Jeff Hardy. Aside from that...
Can I interrupt for a second?
Yeah.
Confirmed, Rob picked No Limit over to Guns.
Damn it! So whatever I told you guys to score is about this past week. Ignore it. Carl, what's the new set of scores?
I'm going to ask you a question in private. Check your IM.
I'm going to throw in my two cents about the Jeff Hardy championship situation. I think WWE actually had some faith in Jeff Hardy when they did the pyro accident. They did a bunch of house shows in my area, and I went to three of them. When they came out, they actually said, Jeff Hardy will not be here tonight. If that is who you're here for, we are offering refunds up through the first match. They have never done that for any other champion at any other house show I've attended in the last 6 years.
They also did it for Cena, too.
Mm-hmm.
Which show was that, Jason?
More recent shows when he was, I agree with you there, but...
I think they really wanted to do something with Jeff, but if this contract thing was a bone of contention as far back as January, that kind of surprises me personally. I would think, you know, knowing how well WWE plans other things in advance, I didn't think they would talk to him till the end of next month.
And also, with all due respect, Jeff is one of the top merchandise guys.
Yes, he is. And it would be a big hit for WWE if you were to go on the merchandising front.
I mean,
kind of a hard time now for WWE because they got themselves in a tight situation now with the lack of days, with the lackluster buy rate for WrestleMania 25. And
have you heard numbers yet or no?
Huh?
Have you heard numbers yet or no?
As far as I know, the numbers that we talked about last week, or talked about, which was slightly under 500,000, woke domestically in the United States, and potentially around 700,000 worldwide.
Wow.
Said,
really?
Yes.
Is that confirmed or rumored?
It is heavily rumored, but I wouldn't be surprised if it was true. I'm just saying it right now, and throwing it out there, if it is 700,000 worldwide, then they would have gotten, they're going to be in a tight corner. Because if Jeff Hardy decides to quit, then they lose a lot of merchandising. That's quite a bit of merchandise they're going to lose.
Because I believe, we all know Cena's number one. I believe Hardy is number two, isn't he?
If it's not Jeff Hardy, it's Rey Mysterio.
Mm-hmm. And the reason why he was moved to SmackDown is because SmackDown is the number seven show among Hispanics.
Yeah. But, yeah, if they lose Jeff Hardy, then they're going to lose a couple of people because they won't have anything to do with them. It's just going to be a mess. We have spring cleaning coming up soon. Yeah, May. I think mid-May to early June. That's when it usually happens.
Right.
So we'll keep abreast of that when the situation arises.
But I really think that And WWE has gone out of its way to sign Jeff Hardy. They need him more than Jeff needs the WWE, I think.
That could be a dangerous formula because, I don't think Vince can scare up the capital to keep Jeff if Jeff really wants to stonewall him.
Yeah, which means they lose I think they'll lose quite a few fans because I think some people watch WWE because of Jeff and what he can do.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start with the Oh My God fangirls.
Yeah.
Well,
Oh My God fangirls that are more hardcore than John Cena Oh My God hardcore fangirls.
Well, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
What's the first thing you hear when Jeff Hardy's music hits? You hear screams.
Oh my God,
it's Jeff.
Well,
you don't hear that for Matt. Even if he has been edgified per Kappa Ame at QB Wrestling.
Yes, but
yeah.
Exactly. But you see one thing. The Jeff Hardy screams are for the girls who have gone past puberty.
Yes.
Sorry.
Well.
I'm being real here, folks. My favorite line was when Batista who said that John Cena's fans are already too late for bed.
That was Triple H.
Oh, it was Triple H who said that?
Yeah.
Funny line.
Funny line.
I mean, right now, they are trying to lock all their big people into, long-term deals. And they have to. You know?
Well, now with a little bit of the pinballing going on, I mean, with Lashley, Murdoch, and I understand Paul London are all in Orlando now.
Paul London actually canceled at the last minute, I believe.
Yeah, because he hurt his back last weekend.
Allegedly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
And Cabana and Jimmy Rave were at Ring of Honor this evening.
Uh-huh.
And Jimmy Ray has got a warm Charmin welcome.
Yes.
Charmin.
Glad to see that back.
Huh?
And also...
Jimmy Rave, instead of... You can streamers at the ring for wrestlers at Ring of Honor, but for Jimmy Rave, they throw toilet paper.
Oh, God. Jeez.
And also, rumor, I think this is true, Lance Cade is signed with TNA, and he was supposed to be Trevor Murdoch's partner this week on Impact. Lance Cade had travel issues, so we got EY in his place.
Joy.
I think he's in... Is he in Portugal, or...?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
His name is Holiday, something or other. Holiday.
The outlaw Jethro Holiday.
Yuck, yuck, yuck.
That's a Vince Russo name if I ever heard one.
Yeah. Well, at least it's better than his old TNA name, Bo Dup.
But, so, just before we get into the backlash, how was Ring of Honor?
I had a good time tonight. Let's see. Where's the list?
While you do that, I got an update for Rob.
I was just
okay.
All right, we have the scores.
Everybody gets the updates. But we had a lot of fun. Chris Hero, Colt Cabana, that was my night right there. Tyler Black had a very good match with Davey Richards. Jimmy Rave came back to squash Grizzly Redwood somewhere. Dave Christ is applauding.
I've worked with Grizzly Redwood. Good guy.
Is the log turned on him? I mean, they used the log on him. Jerry Lynn over Roderick Strong. Roderick got busted open hard way. Broke the mood-o-meter during his match. We saw him and Briscoe walking to the hospital after the show was over. So Roderick's getting stitches right now.
Well, we'll put it to you this way. You sneeze within 10 feet of Briscoe and he bleeds red.
No. Roderick Strong was bleeding.
Okay.
Because of the stunt that he did over by the guard wall.
Okay.
He busted himself open really good. And after the show was over, I got to see Brandon run out and try to give him a towel. He blew that off. But when we left... There's a hospital, like, right across the street from the fairground, and Briscoe was walking Roderick over there to go get his stitches. So, Roderick, I hope you're okay. I know you're probably not listening.
Mm-hmm.
We had a fatal four-way with Matt Dog, was that his name? From PWO, who took a nasty, nasty spill trying to do something over the top rope to the floor. He's okay, and he got an "at least you tried" chant.
Oh, God.
Claudio. And Claudio Castagnoli won in that fatal four-way. He was getting sick of everybody going, "Hey!" when he looks in their direction.
Uh-huh.
Isn't he with, I saw in the latest video wire, isn't he hanging out with Prince Nana now?
No, that's Jimmy Ray.
I saw in the latest video wire he was hanging out with Prince Nana talking about shrimp cocktail and stuff like that.
Well, Nana was managing Rave tonight, and Rave came out with this huge ornate coat that everybody was giving him all kinds of crap from TNA,
mm-hmm.
including myself, who yells to me Rave is a guitar hero. But no, it was a good night. The only bad part about the show was that there was no concession stand. They had to go wait in line for a vending machine.
What?
They had no concession stand.
Not surprised with Dayton.
I'm a little surprised because the last couple times I've been to this venue, they've had somebody there with hot dogs and pizza.
Yeah, very not surprised with Dayton.
Right.
So who won the who had the heavyweight championship?
Jerry Lynn, and he went over Roderick Strong since this wasn't for TV.
Okay.
It's been a house show, and like I said, Roddy busted himself open hard way. It was nasty.
Ouch.
The whole
All right, Carl,
set
you up to scores. So let's go to Carl. Sorry to interrupt, Nikki, but
no, you're fine.
All right, Carl. Unleash the scores. God, I'm embarrassed.
I feel, first of all, before I do, I feel kind of bad because I did make a couple of goofs, and I volunteered myself to go into 101 after this.
Oh, don't look.
They're spared.
Here we go. Stabboy and VRM, I had correct. Stabboy ended up with 3 points.
I suck.
Three and a half for VRM.
Wait. If I had 2 points, then I'd be trying to have. If I had 2 points on the tag match, 1 point for Suicide, and 1 point for 3D, I should have 4.5.
You didn't give a shit about Bonaducci.
Yeah,
I know.
I didn't even get a vote for that.
All right, give Josh a point.
All right. Okay, I think that's 4.
Well, running out of time. Keep going.
Keep on going?
Yeah.
Keep on going for just a second.
Okay, let's talk Backlash.
All right.
Since we don't know who the champion is, we'll find out in hopefully 1 minute. And as soon as I get on WWE.com.
Just remember, whoever it is just keeping it warm for me this Sunday.
Yeah.
I'm afraid not.
Not on your life.
Okay. Yeah, it's just 3.5.
Okay.
So that more, since they added a point, you had 4. And I made a goof on 4 if he has 5, along with me and Tyler Brown.
Okay.
Now, my original point here for Rob was 7.5, but I made a big goof. Apparently, Rob originally picked Mortar Machine Guns over No Limit, but he changed his mind, and I forgot to call it out.
Okay.
So your winners with 6 points is Nikki and Jason.
And since Nikki is a champion and Jason is not, Nikki is the sole holder.
Woohoo! Nice.
I think I should have 4.5.
Hey, Rob,
I don't know if it matters,
but I think I should have 4.5.
Get your hands off the
VRM,
my belt.
My hands aren't on the belt. I'm just saying I should have 4.5.
That's cool. It's mine, but it's all mine.
Mine.
Get back in there. Down. Mine.
So now, do you have the Backlash site up?
Sadly.
I'm kidding. This actually looks like going to be a fun card. It really
I know
does.
It's going to look like a fun card, but let's just get the shit moment out of the way first.
Uh-huh.
Santina on the Kali Kiss Cam.
If I was sitting in the front row the whole time, I'd just give it the Picard salute.
No, dude, you do one better. You turn around. Just turn around. They'll get it.
By the way, Ron, I want to apologize.
Hi, Carl.
I feel like Bobby Heenan at WrestleMania 3. Damn you, Joey Morella.
Look at that nice waiter's jacket on.
And by the way, your score is in up to be 5.
I wish it was 7.
Yeah, me too.
I wish I was taller.
Anyway.
I wish I was a baller.
I wish I had a girl and a kid, I'd call her.
Oh, okay. Wow. That's an old school rap. All right, so you got the what's
six
the
matches, 7 points possible.
Okay.
Chris Jericho versus Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. Who wins this one? We start with Jason.
This match could be the match that makes me actually buy the pay-per-view. I mean, I am so happy they put this on the card. The storyline is great. I am going to say, Unfortunately, though, Jericho beats Steamboat, but God, it's going to be a great 15 minutes.
DRM.
Yeah, I agree. It's going to be a good match. I've missed some of the build-up because I'm not home for the first half hour of Raw. But I'm actually going to go and say, I think after what Steamboat showed at WrestleMania and the Monday after WrestleMania, I think he's still got it. He's got a chance to win. I'm going with Steamboat.
Oh, boy.
Fourth.
Steamboat.
That boy.
That's the whole time.
I am also going with Steamboat.
Carl?
Jericho.
Thank you.
Jericho wins the match, but Steamboat's going to win the segment.
Steamboat's going to win the match and the segment. CM Punk versus Kane, let's start with you, Nikki.
CM Punk versus whom, I'm sorry?
Kane.
Punk, easily.
Yeah. Carl.
Kane easily.
Kane?
Oh, okay. That boy.
Kane's a jobber to the stars. CM Punk.
Or?
Kane.
Jason. VRM, sorry, VRM.
Punk.
Jason.
You're not going to job your winner of the Money in the Bank the first month after he wins it. Punk wins easily.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go. Jeff Hardy versus Matt Hardy in an I Quit match. Go. Carry on, Wayward Soldier. Jason.
Where's your pick?
Oh, yeah. What is your
pick? I said Punk.
Punk?
Yeah, Punk.
Okay. Talking about this, okay, Matt Hardy has gotten the best of him in pretty much everything so far. I think Jeff will turn the tide here in a fantastic match, better than the one at WrestleMania, I hope. Jeff,
I'm on 70 westbound, the state route 52.
Yeah, Jeff Hardy wins.
I got the right location, but there's a full pickup truck that is keeping pretty good. Sure.
No,
thank you. I'm sorry. What were you guys talking to me? I'm sorry.
No, what was that?
We've got a drunk driver ahead of us on the road.
Oh, so you called
the
cops?
Oh, God.
So it might
someone's
be slurred. Give me a minute.
Good question. Good question.
Eastbound, but
just coming.
No, give me a second. Go ahead, go to everybody
else,
and I'll come back.
Okay, Jason, your answer.
No, I said Jeff Hardy wins. He's going to change.
Okay, VRM.
Yeah, it's going to be Jeff. I'm just wondering if we're going to see another 24 chair shots to the face.
Steph boy?
I will go also with Jeff. It's kind of an odd thing, especially with the contract deal. But I believe this will be his big win match, and then he'll be presented with another contract next Monday.
Fourth.
Yeah, unless they're going to recycle the Rock recording the Foley saying he quit, I don't think they're booking Jeff Hardy in that manner. I think he's going to win this one.
Carl.
This is the kill-off, Jeff.
Nikki is preoccupied. We'll get her.
No, I'm back.
Okay.
I can't see Jeff quitting anything, so Jeff wins.
Anytime I pick against Jeff, he wins. Anytime I go with Jeff, he loses.
To do a Twilight Zone thing, just tell us the opposite of what you think.
You're at the point, Settlement.
This has turned out to be my least favorite segment of the show. Fuck it, Jeff. Okay, two-point match. WWE, it's Triple H, Batista, and Shane McMahon versus Randy Orton, Cody Rhodes, Ted DiBiase. 2 points. Who wins the title is the first question. Second part is... Who lays down? We start with Nikki.
I think Triple H is going to win and Cody Rhodes lays down.
Oh.
I'm saying Triple H over Rhodes.
Fourth.
Triple H pins Hideyoshi.
That boy.
Triple H pins Rhodes.
DRM.
Triple H wins the match over DiBiase. DiBiase loses. Batista wins the segment.
Jason.
In the most surprising segment of the match, watch. I'm really going out on left field on this one. Randy Orton pins Triple H for the title. Then CM Punk cashes the Money in the Bank, wins the title, and takes it to SmackDown.
Okay, Jason, if that segment comes true, no ifs, ands, or buts, you win.
I'll allow it.
Yeah.
If that happens, I will hand you the belt at the next show.
Because I'll explain my theory why come the next match. Okay.
Okay, next match. Oh, sorry, my pick. Triple H pins Orton. Not like it matters. One word or less. Swagger versus Christian. Jason.
Might be a sweep.
I'm sorry?
One word or less.
Oh, did you start with me? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. Swagger.
DRM.
No.
I get it.
That's a pick for Christian.
Yeah.
No, sure. I don't get it.
See? It's the joke about Tomko. Hey, Tomko, give me a beat. No.
No.
Four.
Christian.
Fat boy.
Christian!
That's a good one. Carl.
Christian.
Nikki.
Charisma.
Braga! And finally, John Cena versus Edge in a last man standing match.
What was your pick?
Braga.
Swagger. In the words of what's his face?
Matt Striker.
Yep.
John Cena versus Edge. Let's have some fun with this one.
Mm-hmm.
You have to tell me who you're going to pick in your best Mel Kiper impersonation. No.
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 Please.
I have no idea who the hell that
have
is.
Have you dropped him yet?
Yeah, just come
can't
on.
Make my hair
no,
time.
We're not drop. No. DRM, next time when I do your show, remind me to drop Mel Kiper there. John Cena versus Edge, who wins and why, Jason?
John Cena is going to win this for one reason and one reason only. You cannot have two titles on one show. Edge is going to absolutely go fucking apeshit after Cena wins, and by the way, which is going to be a pretty entertaining brawl. That is why I picked CM Punk to win the way he did.
That clears up everything. BRM.
Yeah, I have to give it to Cena. I don't see a transitional champion happening after WrestleMania. I know we've had it before, but Cena just won the belt back at WrestleMania from Edge in a last man standing match. The last time they had a big super stipulation match, I believe Edge got dropped through about three tables from the top of a ladder.
Yep.
That boy.
Super Cena is back. Fuck me.
No.
I'll leave that line alone. Fourth?
I think this match is going to end in a draw. I think they're going to have maybe the next night on Raw or SmackDown a week later. They're going to have another match, and I think Chavo's going to try to get into Vicky's good graces and cost Cena the match, which will probably have Cena feuding with Vicky then. So I'm going to say it's a draw at Backlash.
Okay. You understand now? You only get a point if that's true.
The whole thing?
Okay, Carl?
Yes.
Hello?
Carl.
Where do I begin here? Now, last week I said I'm believing Cena would drop the belt because he's going to make a movie, but I changed my mind, released this pay-per-view. Cena.
Nikki.
Much as I would like Jason CM Punk scenario to happen, Carl mentioned the reason why I'm probably the only one here who's going to do the stupid thing and bet against Cena. I say that Edge takes the belt back from Cena at the last man standing and takes the belt with him back to SmackDown because I don't think they trust Punk.
And I'm in agreement with Nikki. Okay.
Wow.
So,
okay.
Edge wins. Okay. Now, we have quite a bit of time left, so let's talk quickly about Larry Sweeney.
Oh, boy.
Good Lord. I heard about this. Sweeney supposedly is mental, right?
Bipolar.
And if I read this right, there was a rumor of a video of him wrestling fans outside of WrestleMania that's now on YouTube. Is that right?
I didn't hear that one.
Oh, well, Solomon, what do you got?
His blog.
Okay.
Even better.
He says, aside from that, everything was great. Hey, dudes, I quit Ring of Honor today, yo. I don't need to take that shit anymore. Know what I'm saying? Kari Silken was a great friend, an awesome player, but then when I started to get into some trouble, he treated me like a bitch, like a red-headed stepchild. Fuck that shit, right? It's been 2.5 months since he started trying to fuck with me, and that's long enough for me. She has only put up with the devil in the desert for 40 days, and then the devil went off to fuck with some other shit for a while. That's how they say it went. Well, I gave Ring of Honor almost 3 months, and I'm done. And guess what? I've never been happier.
Is that it? I'm just asking.
Wow.
There's more. So, here's what's happening. What do you think I should do now? I mean, I could put up my shirts, write a book, or do a shoot with RF Video, which he's actually going to do.
Okay.
And he's trying to hook up a Goodwill World Tour starting now. Right now, dude, it's already begun. Sweet and sour coming to your tizown, daddy. Let's hook it up and I'll be there. I promise. And he's starting up his own wrestling company. BBOW. Bad Brothers of Wrestling. Starting up with Eddie Kingston.
He needs help.
Mm-hmm.
Don't sugarcoat it for us, Sweeney. Tell us how you really feel.
You know, he just needs to get his, you know, stay on his medication, get help, and do what he needs to do.
You know, I'm not that mental, and my job sucks.
I'm hoping this is just like that back and stuff where it was just him messing with people.
You know what? I don't know. I really don't know. And if you can't tell, then you got to take it seriously.
Yeah.
Sad deal. Sad deal. Oh, and by the way, just to let you know, the reason why we've seen Raw the way they have been is because they are locking in the new rosters as of Backlash as well.
That's right.
I told you that's something that they were gonna have to do after the draft. So here we go.
And they did. And that's going to end it for this week's show because we only have 30 seconds left. So. Like to remind everybody that next week we will have Backlash results, and hopefully I won't get gypped out of the score.
By the way, I may or may not be calling in because I have an announced gig at for FCW, so cross your fingers.
Cool.
Okay. Let's hope he shows up. for Jason Block and the rest of the Jason Block, Mickey Heyman, and the rest of the Graham Roberts, I'm saying good night, good night.
Good night. Talk
Cooper
about
Hunt.
Wait, I just have two things I got to say. I know we're in the archives, but that sign is going to be yellow and black, yellow with black writing, but also if the sign gets on TV and I get out, can I put something else in my place?
What do you want to put in?
Anything.
If it gets on TV, you are out, and I will put something in its place.
Great. Remember, look for that sign, yellow and black.
Okay.
All right, that's it.
All right, and Statboy, I know you watch. I know you're a game show fan.
Yes, I am.
Excited about Millionaire coming back to ABC?
Oh, boy.
I take that as a no.
That kind. Yeah, it's going to worry me, mainly because how well will it do? I don't think it will do well.
Oh.
It's probably going to get canned hard and quick.
So this will be like a, this is a 11-week stint. That's
yeah.
Just going to go away?
Probably.
I mean, 11-day stint. Event.
11-day? Okay, that's less than I thought. If it's just that much, then people won't be burned out. I would say that it may get another year or two out of it before it goes back to syndication for good.
Actually,
by
I'd like
way,
to see this syndication version gone.
Or
have a couple of big changes happen to it.
When does it start re-airing?
August.
On it, huh. So is Regis still hosting or no?
Regis will host.
Yes, he'll be back.
That will be interesting.
Well, Fastest Finger will be back.
Oh, wow.
And,
old school.
And I think
yeah.
The phone game will be back.
And them damn categories will be in there.
It is
and
confirmed it's
of,
just the categories?
No word yet if it's just the categories by itself or is it if it's both that and the timer. I'm not sure yet.
Oh, I hate
I'm
the
just
timer.
Hoping that, yeah, the timer needs to be pretty much ejected. That was a horrible, horrible change-up.
Drop it into the room.
Yeah, please. No. Drop Vieira in the room.
Yes. If it hasn't been said before on this show, I absolutely despise Meredith Vieira as a host.
But Rob, tell us how you really feel.
I already told you that I felt on your show. By the way, if you want to listen to Carl Schneer's show and pretty much listen to me ramble on like an incoherent fool on that show.
BlogTalkRadio.com/OCC on air.
Yes, I should explain to everybody that this it's a different beast, this show and that show.
Yeah, on my show, he's pretty much multitasking and rambling like you just mentioned.
Oh, wow. I'm just looking at Game Show Newsnet, and holy crap, it would be awesome what they're putting in with After Guiding Light Gets Canned.
What are they putting in?
Pyramid. $25,000 pyramid.
Is it confirmed?
It's one of the alternatives they're looking at. Actually, Jason Block would know a hell of a lot more because he's the one who wrote it.
Hmm.
That's been a few weeks old, actually.
Yeah. To be perfectly honest, I worry if Michael Davies is going to be behind that.
Yeah, he tends to fuck everything up.
He fucked up Chain Reaction, and he just recently fucked up the Newlywed Game.
Need to say more.
Ah.
only question is, he did. Yeah, he also fucked up Millionaire.
How did he do that? Oh yeah. The timer.
The timer.
The category list I have no problems with.
Yeah. 2 minute drill. Oh man, he did 2 minute drill and the power of 10.
I like 2 minute drill.
So did I. Same deal with the World Series of Pop Culture, all of which are under Davey's hat.
Those are his three best shows. The rest have been trash.
Yeah.
And more to come.
If they do Pyramid, they need to bring it back to the traditional format. Returning champions. So on and so forth.
Oh, God. Wheel of Fortune for PS3.
Like, if you need any more reason to blow your money.
Could there at least be some of the Family Guy letters Peter picked, like the Batman symbol or something?
Q. Z.
Z, yes. Oh, by the way, while we were doing this, Matthew Stafford has been confirmed. He signed the contract with the Lions.
Fun times.
6 years, $78 million.
6 years, $78
million? What?
Yeah.
Overpaid.
Well, that's the thing about the draft. They got to pay him at least $40 million.
Mm-hmm. And watch him fraud out in about 2 years. Just
wow.
Like, the Philadelphia Flyers will fraud out when the next game happens for the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs.
But $78 million? Ow.
Mm-hmm. 41.7 guaranteed.
What the fuck?
$40 million? I thought it was $40 million guaranteed.
That's what it says. 41.7.
Wow.
So
he could be a bigger bust than Ryan Leaf and make a shitload of money and live happy.
Mm-hmm. Well, once the number one pick, we know what it is. So.
Good. Now I have no reason to watch the draft.
Yeah. The only other reason is to watch for the other quarterback, Mark Sanchez, goes. Which, he'll probably be the Redskins.
Or Seattle.
No, Seattle doesn't need a quarterback.
They need everything else. The paper reports they might pick up Beanie Wells. But they already got T.J. Duckett, who does a great job at running back.
Mm-hmm.
So they might take Michael Crabtree.
Oh, boy. Oh, and by the way, look for maybe Anquan Boldin to go to the Eagles perhaps as soon as tomorrow in a trade.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, let's get out of here then. I don't think we have anything else to talk about.
Right.
Yeah, I'm good. And again, sorry for screwing you over.
That's okay.
Don't be.
And for the record, I wrote down our picks just now in real time, so this time I got them.
Good.
All righty.
And you're going to give me a feed to Backlash, right? I'll be watching,
yeah.
VRM.
Mm.
We'll be watching.
I'm fourth, excuse me, fourth.
Well, trust me, I'm doing everything I can just short of running through the ring myself, punting Batista in the head.
Actually, you know what? I'll do one better. I'll let you out of the room if you bring a sign saying Robert Q. Seidelman is the sexiest man alive.
Oh, no.
You asked me to do that a few weeks ago. I told you my friends would probably laugh at me, so no.
By the way, where are you sitting?
Yeah, where are you?
I don't know. Definitely pretty high up. Hopefully not so high up that the sign won't be seen.
And that means you stay in the room.
Stay in the room.
Don't worry, I'll get on TV one way or the other.
Okay. I'm also thinking about... Yeah, I'm thinking about going to a TNA show here near my area.
Yeah, I had the chance, but if I didn't have to work, I would have went to it.
Yeah.
Hopefully I'll come down this year before the end of the year again.
They're doing a show in Kent.
Kent?
Yeah, Kent, Washington, in a hockey arena.
Oh, boy. So they go from the northeast to the south, to the northwest. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
At least tell me they put something over the ice.
However, that would be a fun show. DNA on ice.
Oh, my God.
Scott Steiner be talking about his triple lutz on a 47-degree axis or whatever he mumbles about.
Who, Kevin Nash or Don West?
That's Scott Steiner.
Oh.
I'm surprised Don West kept a straight face trying to do the interview with Team 3D.
Well, there was no hotel bar to go to this week, so he had to go all business.
Mm-hmm. So, Stevie Richards has officially debuted. We have Lance Cage, Trevor Murdoch, possibly Paul London, and the Amazing Red.
Oh,
for
by
sure.
The way, have you guys seen the Paul London and Bryan Danielson promo for the DDT tournament with PWG?
No.
It's absolutely fucking crazy. And that's an understatement. London's a loony bin, and Danielson loses his full mind about 4 times in 3 minutes, if not more.
Somewhere Eric Bischoff's ears are burning.
By the way, did you guys see the, I was just watching part of it right now. There's this commercial for Burger King. It's a mixed parody of
that
for
one.
McLaughlin. Yeah, that one. Which had problems. Mainly because parents said, that's bad. Don't air it. And sadly, they cave in.
Of course.
It's a sad thing because we don't see Sir Mix-a-Lot the incident. Hey, doesn't matter. Booty is booty. And with that said, let's hang up and call tonight.
All right.
Good night, guys.
Everybody.
And remember, remember, Bob Ross is nobody's hero.
He's my hero, and you know it.
Sorry. I'm Robert Seidelman, and Randy Orton is nobody's hero.
That is damn true.
It's definitely not my news hero. Good night.
Night, folks.
Night.
Night.